3. Near enough to make a difference here. It's all too clear. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Be safe, I hear on the news. Be safe. That's the word for everyone out here today. And when you follow that word, naturally that leads to your church being closed to be safe. Matter of fact, we'll outlaw singing in your state. Why? That's science, you know. You've got to be safe. You see, friend, that lie generates out of the pit of hell. Nowhere does your Bible tell you to be safe. Your Bible tells you to be bold. And this is one of the ploys of the enemy to get you to do nothing. That's what he thinks about you, and thinks that you will do anything to do nothing. Skin for skin, all that a man has, he will give for his life. That's what Satan thinks about you. Now, am I giving you a blanket invitation to be ignorant? No. I'm telling you to watch out for the ploys and the trip-ups of the enemy to get you to do nothing. Not to go to church, not to sing, not to do all these things to be safe. God's not calling you to do that. God probably told Daniel to be safe too. You better not open your windows, Daniel, like you used to. But you better be safe. Even Peter said, far be it from you, Lord. Far be it from you that you should suffer or die. And Jesus turned around and said, Peter? No, he didn't. He said, Satan, get behind me. This is part two of this message, friend. Open up your eyes and look and see that Satan appeals to your comfort zone. It's not a deception to commit adultery or to murder or to be an axe murderer or to cheat on your wife or your husband. It's a deception for you to do nothing. Here's part two of this message.
That's what he thinks about you. And you, and you, and you, and you, and all of you. He studied you since time everlasting. Satan's got you and you and you. He's got you pegged. That you'll do anything to save your own hide. Easy deception. Just do nothing. Your country is crumbling around you. Do nothing. Stay at home. Someone else will take care of it. Just do nothing until you prove him different in the battlefield. We know his innermost secret, that you will cave under pressure, especially all you seasoned believers. He's not even talking to unbelievers. He's talking, this is about you, seasoned believers. When your well-being gets threatened, Satan thinks you are going to cut bait and run. Now, fast forward to the year 30 AD. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 16. Brilliant deception, right? Don't make a scene, just do nothing. Don't fight against those that are coming to stop your work. Just do nothing. Matthew chapter 16, starting in verse 13. Now, when Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? So they said, Some say John the Baptist. Some Elijah. Others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. And he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." So Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father which is in heaven. Also I say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then he commanded his disciples that they should tell no one that he was Jesus the Christ. All right, stop. Peter the Great, right? He's on top of the world, right? I mean, can't you see him strutting like a peacock after this? Feather in his cap. "Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you." Verse 21. Watch for the key words here. "From that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and be killed and be raised on the third day." All right, stop right there. Underline these words in your Bible. Suffer and be killed. Here comes trouble. Verse 25. "Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, 'Far be it from you, Lord. This should not happen to you.'" I want you to see that this was an innocent enough comment, wasn't it? "Far be it from you, Lord." Any of us could have made that comment to him. "Far be it from you, Lord." Verse 23. "But he turned and said to Peter, 'Get behind me, Satan, for you are an offense to me. You're not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men.'" You see, Jesus recognized this ploy as a diabolical attempt to influence Jesus to do nothing. Don't go to the cross. Do nothing. This is how he works. This is how he works in you. When God's given you the idea to do something, Satan says, "Do nothing. Don't make a stink. Just do nothing." That appeals to what you want to hear. You're still in this flesh body. God speaks in this ear. Your flesh is over here. Satan can't touch you over here. Only over here. Stay safe and do nothing. Where have I heard that saying before? Yeah, I might have preached this before, but you see, this is new now. It's the same old MO. It's thousands of years old, but it's new today. Stay safe. I hear it all the time. If I've heard it once, I've heard it 10,000 times this week. Stay safe. Men say, stay safe. God says, be bold. Nowhere in this book do you see God telling you to be stay safe. He says, be bold. Let him worry about keeping you safe. Satan's MO is for you to think you got to keep yourself safe, like Nehemiah, like Jesus. Don't go to the cross, Jesus. Bad thing. You might suffer. You might be killed. And Jesus turned around. He wasn't even addressing Peter. He was addressing the devil and said, "Get behind me, devil." That's an MO. That's the plan of the devil, is to keep you in your comfort zone. Stay safe and do nothing. Now, someone asked me recently if I thought Satan could read a person's mind. And I answered, no, but he can place thoughts in your mind. You see, Satan's even tried appealing to the Son of God's comfort zone to have him relax and do nothing. "No, don't do that. It's dangerous," he whispers. "Don't do that. Relax. Why be so zealous?" he says. "Why take that stand? Why be that bold? Why confront sin? Everybody does it. These are the things that require boldness. And this is where and when the devil comes in alongside and says, what will people say? Or don't do that. You'll be singled out and punished. Don't keep your Bible out on the table at your job. You might get in trouble for that. Think of your job and just do nothing. Or how about this one? Don't run for the Supreme Court. Look what'll happen to your family. You see, that lie is right out of the pit of hell. Don't run for that Supreme Court, Amy. Think of what they're going to do to your family. God says, be bold. We need more godly people on the Supreme Court. Satan says, no, don't do that. Look at all the bad things that could happen to you. Your children's face are going to be on the news. Don't do that. Just take thine ease. Have a seat. Do nothing. Do nothing. That's all you got to do. Nothing will happen to you. Just do nothing. Don't be bold. But the Lord Jesus, you see, he knows how to look behind the mask and see who is really there. Amen. How about you? Peel back the layers of that onion. What does the devil say to you? Through your trusted friend, no less. Not through an enemy. It's your friends that say this to you. Don't go there. Don't go there. All right, now for time's sake, I'm going to skip my next example. Otherwise, I'd have you people here until 2 o'clock. My next example would have been King David, 2 Samuel chapter 11. When it was time to fight, David stayed home. Stayed in his comfort zone instead of rising up and getting rid of all the enemies in his country. He stood home. You see, there's a time to stay home and there's a time to get up. And for David, it was a time to get up and he stayed home. It was the greatest single mistake of his life, staying home when he should have got up and got rid of the enemies in his country. Staying in his comfort zone when it wasn't time to relax. Sometimes you got to rise up and get rid of your enemies and get rid of the enemies of God. Am I right? There's a time for relaxing and there's a time for taking no prisoners. Stand up and be counted. I can hear the lie now. Take thine ease, David. You're a great king. You've worked hard. Take some time off. Or that saying I hate more than any saying in the annals of time. Treat yourself. Treat yourself. Think twice next time you hear it. Apply it to your situation. Treat yourself. You deserve that trip to Las Vegas. Treat yourself.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You are listening to WMIE, today's Modern Worship, 91.5 FM.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church. president of Celebration Marketplace Ministries and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good